This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's Christmas time. There's the parties, the non-stop end-of-year activities with the kids, crazy present buying and socialising. But for most people, celebrating Christmas is about spending time with the family. But what if you are single in the festive season? Jo Armstrong from Single in the City is with us. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Katrina.
How do you feel about the whole Christmas holiday season?
Well, actually, Katrina, this year Christmas is a little bit different for me because...
Really?
Yes, it is a little bit different. I have been dating somebody for a couple of months now. We call him Dave. And, so Dave has actually invited me to his family Christmas this year. So...
Wow, okay.
It's a really nice... pleasant surprise that I hadn't anticipated. So this year I'm really looking forward to it. But actually, I have had other Christmases where it's been pretty tough, to be honest with you.
Is it a difficult time to be single? Christmas?
I think Christmas, it is difficult to be single. A lot of people go away, like a lot of other single friends. Maybe they'll go back to their extended families. It's quite a romantic time of year as well. And if your office closes down or your workplace closes down over the Christmas period, you can be by yourself for a little while. And I think sometimes that can be a bit rubbish, really.
Yeah, well, what do you think the hardest part of Christmas is as a single person? Is there all that sort of, Joe, are you bringing anyone to the Christmas party? Or is it more the fact that, you know, if you do end up visiting family, the single person's the one who ends up, you know, on the sofa bed and never gets the best room?
I think it's a combination of everything, really. You know, and also it's the end of the year, so you start to reflect and whether it's been a good year or a bad year. And sometimes it can just be a little bit quite full on. So, but the other thing is really good positives to being single at Christmas as well. I think I've just written about on my blog. And I think there's a number of things that you can do that are really positive at Christmas. And actually, with all the Christmas parties, Katrina, it's a really good time of year to meet somebody.
Okay, well, what do you think are the positives of being single at Christmas then?
Well, I like to try and stay busy, and there's some things that I actually just really like to do by myself that might be a bit strange, but there's a couple of things that even since I've started dating Dave that I still like to do by myself.
Really? What are they? What sort of things?
Yeah, well, things like I quite like going to a cafe by myself. Just sitting in a corner, having some good coffee, watching the world go by and just really chilling out.
Mm-hmm.
Even things like shopping. I remember a conversation that I had with Dave. I asked him if he liked shopping, and he had a look of horror flash across his face.
That's very much how I feel too, Jo, let me say.
Oh, really?
Particularly at Christmas time.
It does get a bit hectic at Christmas. I really enjoy shopping by myself. I think it's much more efficient. I don't have to worry about someone else being bored or tired. Although sometimes I do like the idea of having someone to carry my shopping bag. But overall, I really enjoy shopping by myself. But the other thing...
Sounds like Dave will enjoy you shopping by yourself too, if he's got to carry all the bags.
I think Dave was delighted by that. But there are a couple of other things that I think can be a bit tricky or not as enjoyable, like going on holidays when you're single. I used to travel a lot with my girlfriends who were also single at the time, but now they've moved on and are married now, most of them. And a couple of them even have kids, which is wonderful. But we used to, you know, go and have like girly holidays away together. And when you're single, that's actually really hard. And I have been overseas by myself a couple of times on holiday, and I really didn't like it.
As you say, if everyone else is holidaying with their family,
what do you do?
Then who do you holiday with? Yeah.
Or you don't holiday, or you just do other things. But I think this is the other thing that's really important, is because Christmas can be lonely for a number of people, and not just single people, but people in all sorts of different circumstances. And there are actually a number of activities within the community, and particularly within the church community, that people can get involved in particularly throughout the Christmas period, whether it's helping out with homeless people or in a soup kitchen. And I do think that if you take your eyes off yourself and you serve others and love others, then you can really be fulfilled, whether you're single or not. But by serving others, it can really make a difference and can get you out of that rut you can get into at Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is so true. That is good advice. And not just for single people, because all of us, we get a bit overtired and a bit emotional, and we can, and that tends to make us a bit self-absorbed, doesn't it, sometimes?
Yeah,
so it might be a good thing to get off your butt and do something nice for someone else.
Yeah, that's right. And it happens to all of us from time to time. And I think especially at Christmas, and by helping other people, particularly those less fortunate than ourselves, it's good to get that reality check and remain grateful for what you do have.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jo.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Jo Armstrong from Single in the City. You can find her blog online at joarmstrong.blogspot.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.